Hello and welcome to the live stream. My name is Vimo and this is live. This live stream happens every Wednesday and Saturday at 8 p.m. We talk about religion, atheism and issues surrounding contemporary culture. Today's issue is kind of tangential, so you will forgive me if this seems like a tech show, but it's not. It's really got a lot to do with culture because the days of thinking of the internet as separate from contemporary life are quite far behind us. Things that happen in the tech world have a very tangible impact on our lives. So we are going to talk about Elon Musk, who's the owner of Twitter, trying to turn it into something called X.com and the kind of impacts, the reasons behind it, the reasons behind why this will probably fail and why, if it does not fail, it's a terrible idea. But before all of that, let me just remind everyone that this channel can be supported by clicking the join button below and becoming a member of the channel. I'm a full-time content creator and whatever support you provide goes into helping me run this channel, buy books and software and pay my bills. So thanks in advance. You can also support it by supporting the channel on Patreon at patreon.com/Vimo. You can also support it through UPI. The UPI ID is in the ticker below. It's Vimo@UPI, VIMOH@UPI. You can also support it by super chats in the live chat right here. So thanks in advance if you choose any of these things. Your support is much appreciated. Before I proceed, I'll just remind everyone that today is Wednesday. I don't take callers on Wednesday. I take callers on Saturday. Today, if you have a question, just leave it in the chat. I will do my best to read every single chat and we'll go from there. So yeah, hello to everyone who is here. First of all, thank you Shubham Sharma for becoming member. I don't know if you're a member you're a first time member. Okay, hi Shubham, thank you, welcome to the community. Sunil says hi, finally made it on time. Sunil, you can't speak today, you can leave your question in the chat. Speaking day is Saturday. Surya says, the title of the stream reminded me of the foreign policy op-ed titled Elon Musk Cannot Make an American WeChat, which I happened to stumble upon after searching everything X. Yeah. I don't think he's trying to make an American everything app. I think he's trying to make a global everything app, which makes it even more worrying. It's doubtless that he will be running into at least some variety of anti-monopoly law sometime in the future. But then again, America deifies convicted, the word monarchy is coming to mind for some reason, but the word is monopolist. Convicted monopolist like Bill Gates is treated like a great social worker. And his work across the world is deeply problematic, about which you can probably read in, you know, magazines which are not designed for the liberal audience. So Elon Musk is trying to turn X into some kind of global everything app, which will provide audio, video, text, and monetary transactions, which makes it even more worrying given that the kind of bent of mind that man has, at least right now, for all intents and purposes, it seems to be that he's pandering to the conservative audience. In India, he will compromise with the government, which is right-wing. In Turkey, he will compromise with the government, which is right-wing. In America, he's labeling journalistic outlets as government-funded, like outlets like BJP, like not BJP, like BBC. And he is allowing free rein to conservatives And at some point, I think he even said that the word cis is hate speech. So you are looking at an immense amount of power in the hand of a nut job, which is Elon Musk. We can talk about the intelligence behind his business decisions later on, but if you want to, but if you have questions and stuff, please feel free. By the way, this live stream is also going live on Twitch right now. If you want to follow me on Twitch, you can do so at twitch.tv/thevimoshow, TheVimoShow. Right now, all the live streams are being simulcast to YouTube and Twitch, but Twitch is also going to have extra content at some point, hopefully within this month. I know I said this week, last week, but it's it'll have to wait for a couple of more weeks. I'm planning something. So follow me on Twitch to find out whenever that happens. And yeah, the next comment will be, okay, thank you to, hold on. Thank you to Kalyani Mukherjee for the 400 rupees super chat. Kalyani says, hi, been listening to this channel for some time now. All the best. Thank you, Kalyani, for saying so. And I appreciate the support. Apurv says, Vimo, find specific questions better than open ones, open-ended ones, FYI. Not even open-ended ones. I like open-ended questions which can... I like open-ended questions. I just don't like long answer type questions. Like someone will say, what is your view on X? Not X, the X dot, God damn it. This is going to mess up my metaphors all the time. What is your opinion on Y? And I don't know where to start because I may have 30 pages worth of opinions on it. What exactly are you asking me? That is my problem. So if you have specific questions about things, those are always preferred. I don't know. Meri baayin aankh kyun phadak rahi hai? There's a superstition associated with this, right? What is it? Shubham says, I love the way you speak. So many questions is how to master speaking. What? I love the way you speak. So my question is how to master speaking. Dude, I have no idea how to master speaking. I have been live streaming for a couple of years and that has made me comfortable in front of the camera, but I'm not a great public speaker. If you want, you can take a look at a TEDx talk that I gave a few years ago. Just search for Vijayendra Mohanty TEDx talk and you'll see how bad I am at it. Udit says, Vimo, what is your stance on what is happening in Mewat? अभी भी जिहादियों को बचाओगे पावर स्ट्रक्चर्स बोल के उदित ओके ये तो रॉबर्ट डेनिरो का डिस्प्ले पिक्चर लगा है मेवात में जो हो रहा है उसके ऊपर अभी तक क्लैरिटी नहीं है और वहां पे जो हो रहा है वो किसके बिहेस्ट पे हो रहा है ये जानने के लिए किसी को रॉकेट साइंटिस्ट होने की जरूरत नहीं है सर्वे ओवर सर्वे हर बार बताता है कि जब आप मुसलमान पॉपुलेशन में सर्वे करते हैं और पता करते हैं कि अगर आपके पास दो पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज हैं एक जो कहती है हम मुसलमानों के लिए काम करेंगे और दूसरी जो कहती है हम सबके लिए काम करेंगे मुस्लिम पीपल हु हैव बीन सर्वेड हैव सेड हम उस पार्टी को सपोर्ट करेंगे जो सबके लिए काम करेगी ये जो मेजोरिटेरियन इम्पल्स है इंडिया में कि हम धर्म के बेसिस पे पॉलिटिकल डिसीजंस लेंगे इट सीम्स मोर प्रेवलेंट अमंग हिंदूज देन इट इज अमंग मुस्लिम्स मेवात में जो हो रहा है वो पॉलिटिकल प्रोपेगेंडा का पार्ट है और वहां पे जो एक मौत हुई है वो एक मुसलमान प्रीस्ट की हुई है So I don't think you should come to the conclusion so soon that we know absolutely clearly what is happening there, right? So give it a few days. Wahi hoga jo har bar hota hai is ghatiya behavior ko communalize karne ki koshish ki jayegi kyunki ek political party hai jiska naam lene ki zarurat nahi jo tab tak jeet nahi sakti jab tak log mar nahi jate. Use vulture hona kaha jata hai. So main power structures ke basis pe specific questions ke upar debate karne ko taiyar hu. तुम्हारा ये मानना कि मेवात में जो हो रहा है वो बिल्कुल क्लियर है ये या तो तुम जानबूझ के लोगों को वर्गला रहे हो या तो तुम इतने बड़े मूर्ख हो कि हर दो मिनट में कोई व्हाट्सएप पे तुम्हें कोई फॉरवर्ड भेज देगा और तुम मान लोगे कि वो 100% सच है इस प्लेटफॉर्म पे इस प्रकार का प्रोपेगेंडा स्प्रेड करने पे तुम बैन हो सकते हो इसलिए बी केयरफुल ट्रूथ सीकर सेज हे विमो गुड इवनिंग हाय ट्रूथ सीकर थैंक यू फॉर बीइंग अ मेंबर आशुतोष सेज विल द वर्ल्ड बी अ बेटर प्लेस विदाउट ट्विटर आल्सो नोन एज एक्स Is Twitter also known as X? मुझे तो नहीं लगता अभी तक उसको कोई X बोल भी रहा है सब Twitter ही बोल रहे हैं Rebranding इतना अच्छे से नहीं चल रहा है उनका But I kind of removed myself from Twitter quite some time ago and my view about Twitter is that Twitter seems to be designed to increase anger and violence अगर तुम किसी से बात कर रहे हो और तुम्हारे पास बोलने के लिए सिर्फ 150 कैरेक्टर हैं, तुम उसे 150 कैरेक्टर में एक नुआंस्ड आंसर नहीं दे सकते और ना ही एक नुआंस्ड ओपिनियन रख सकते हो। तुम उसे 150 कैरेक्टर्स में या 280 कैरेक्टर्स में एक लिंक डाल सकते हो, एक हेडलाइन डाल सकते हो जिस पर क्लिक करके लोग जाके कहीं कुछ पढ़ सकते हैं। पर रिसर्च ने यह पाया कि ज्यादातर लोग ऐसा करते नहीं है। एंड आफ्टर सम टाइम इट वॉज ऑल्सो द केस दैट ट्विटर वॉज पुटिंग डिस्क्लेमर्स अंडर लिंक्स सेइंग कि यू आर अबाउट टू रिट्वीट दिस बट यू हैव नॉट क्लिक्ड ऑन द लिंक, आर यू श्योर यू वॉन्ट टू डू दिस, डू यू वॉन्ट टू क्लिक ऑन द लिंक एंड रीड इट बिफोर यू वॉन्ट टू रिट्वीट इट। So the fact that Twitter had to do this demonstrates that most people don't even click on the link. You can write in the headline, Marvel Comics about to kill off the character known as Kamala Khan. And the link could be about a news article about something that is happening in Ukraine. And people will retweet it without question. So yes, I do think that feed-based algorithmic social networks are doing more harm than good. There are causes where people are, you know, getting some advantages out of it, and you know, more power to them. But I suppose we need a way where these platforms have a less power, b more regulation, and number three, they make decisions on the basis of some kind of regulatory framework that is created, as opposed to making decisions purely on the basis of profit. Why is Elon Musk pandering to right-wing governments across the globe? It's because of money. If he does not, he will lose money. So if as long as money remains a guiding force behind powerful tools like Twitter, Twitter is going to misbehave. And Facebook is going to misbehave. And even Google is going to misbehave at some point. It already has in many cases. And it is going to even more. So I don't think Twitter is essential for the world. And I think that several features of Twitter actually do more bad than good, like trending topics. Trending topics has not been a place where people see trending topics for a quite long period of time now. Trending topics is completely hijacked by advertisements. Either people are advertising babas and gurus or, you know, Bollywood stars, etc. People have entire teams working on, aaj isko trend karana hai. And if you look at political party ka IT cells, wo to openly Twitter pe baat karte hain. Dosto, is post ko reshare karo aur trend kara do. Unko trend karane ke liye bola jata hai. Alt News has done so many exposes about how the BJP manages to trend things. It manages to trend things by sharing Google Docs. Kisi ne beech mein hack kar diya tha unka Google Doc, usme kuch ulta sulta likh diya tha. Un logo ke patthe usi ko copy paste kara ke trend kara rahe the. Because they don't even read what they're trending. These are trolls who are being very little money in order to make it appear that some things are being talked about by everyone. And they're not really. People have bigger problems. And most Indians are not even on Twitter. Twitter has made journalists lazy. It has made political propaganda easier. And it has turned urban liberals really stupid as far as understanding of ground level politics is concerned. They look at Twitter and say they see something is trending and they realize the pura desh is baare mein baat kar raha hai. And people like Godi media anchors don't really help the case because they just pick up their topics from Twitter, right? So we are living in this bubble created by a Twitter-based reality, which is not really representative of how the real world is working. Surya says, when WeChat was created, competition in China was low. People were unbanked and middle class and creators allegedly had support from government too. I don't know about the history of WeChat. The reason an everything app in general is a terrible idea is because no app can be about everything. It can only be about everything if it is highly, highly regulated like the Chinese government does. So Elon Musk may think that monetary transactions, audio and video are some things that are useful to everyone. But in a few years, there might be something that people like even more. And then Elon Musk will be forced to copy it into X. And then in a few years, there'll be something else. And then that will happen. Like, look at what happened to Facebook. Facebook largely became outdated for younger audiences because it was trying to become everything to everyone. It was trying to be a video platform. It was trying to be a podcasting platform. It was trying to be an email newsletter platform. It was trying to be a social network. It was trying to be an email tool. At various points of time, Facebook has tried to become everything. Facebook is the everything app. And what happened to Facebook is an example of why the everything app is a terrible idea. It does not work. At the end of the day, what you have is feature bloat. When you try to become everything to everyone, it soon becomes reality that you are nothing to anyone. So the everything app might be a fantasy that a billionaire like Elon Musk can afford because he's dumb as rocks, but it's not going to work out. And if it does, it's a terrible thing. If it does, it means that imagine everyone on X, because they have nowhere else to go, and then X being controlled by government pressures and people not being able to see the things that they want to see or need to see rather, or say the things that they want to say. So it's a terrible idea. I think in the general wider internet-based app ecosystem, there should always be more options than just one app which does everything. Luca says, hi Vimo, when are you planning to start writing extensively again? I started again taking your advice and it has been very rewarding. Luca, yeah, I'm going through a slump as far as writing is going and as far as writing goes, and I am going to pick it up soon. Truth Seeker says, my question today, are humans or people really theist religious? See, I don't think I should give a generic answer to that. When someone comes and tells me I believe in God, I will take their word for it. Why would I not believe them, right? Because if you are to have a conversation with someone who's a theist and they say, I believe in God, the best way to start is, okay, I believe that you believe in God. I believe that you're telling me the truth. Because if you start every question by just, if you start any conversation with just denying the other person's point of view, then it's not a conversation, right? They will say, I believe in God. And you will say, no, you don't. And they will say, do you believe in God? And you say, no, I don't. And they'll say, no, you do actually believe in God. The other person's position at least has to be accepted in order for a conversation to start. Sumana says, my office planned to go back to coming 5 days a week. They asked feedback and I wrote an email. I called them out in a nice way and that email changed their decision and they're keeping high. That's great. That's great. What does hybrid mean? Like, how many days do you still have to go to office? Surya says, Europe has strong anti-monopoly laws, so there's stiff competition there for Musk. Yes. TTM says, Vimo, I have fallen in love with Kanhaiya. I think if we had a few people like him in Bangladesh, the country would be much more feminist and secular in nature. Well, good that you found a role model. And he's not the worst role model as role models go. He's a very vocal politician. But if you search on this channel for Kanhaiya Kumar, you'll find a conversation I had with someone about Kanhaiya Kumar a long time ago, which was that at the end of the day, politicians are politicians. They have certain pressures working on them and they will act in accordance with those pressures. But as far as Kanhaiya Kumar being on the right side of history is concerned, yeah, he is. TTM says, Elon Musk is really weird, gives me anti-woman vibes. Oh, he absolutely is. He's anti-woman, anti-trans also. He openly supports really toxic people on Twitter. He retweets them and says that, yeah, this is true. Apurv says, damn, Sumana, please tell me a few points you raised. My office is preparing for the same. Sumana says, this community has provided me support in surprising ways. Thanks to you, Vimo. I am happy to see how stories can be powerful. My email affected 3,000 people to work from home. That's very nice, Sumana. And I'm happy to have played a part, even if it is an imaginary part, and you're giving me credit for your own hard work. Ashutosh says, what makes Instagram the hub of show-off culture rather than any other platform? Instagram started out as a platform for photographers and eventually became a platform for fashion models. The other platform which was really catering to the fashion industry was Tumblr, by the way, long back before it kind of lost popularity and was acquired by Yahoo. But Tumblr was the original fashion network. And eventually Tumblr became the original meme network. And now Tumblr is actually quite glorious in the sense that it is the place you go to find things that you cannot possibly find elsewhere. So Instagram was started out as a visual platform for photographers. And, you know, pictures mein kya hota? Pictures mein you are basically looking at a visual aesthetic. Nobody goes to Instagram to find out pictures about war-torn Palestine or something, right? But Instagram is also something that is not an editorialized platform. So the company cannot really control who posts what there. This has had good effects and bad effects. The good effect is that there's a lot of politically aware commentary on Instagram. But the bad effect is that there's a lot of bad political propaganda also on Instagram. And when I say bad, I don't mean the propaganda itself is bad. It's quite effective. But it is being done by terrible people with terrible intentions. Hempu says, Vimo, Elon is wannabe cool guy. Elon is wannabe cool guy. Yeah. The number of people who think he's actually a cool guy is not small, by the way. Sagar says, Twitter lost its value after it became a money-making app with paid blue ticks. I think Twitter is actually more valuable to world governments right now than it was a few years ago. And one reason behind that is that the reason behind the growth of Twitter, by the way, and this is a good point. I'm glad someone brought it up. Oh, hold on. Basically, before I go there, let me just thank Rahul Dikshit for the 400 rupees super chat. Rahul says, love your work, Vimo. Hope to see the atheist movement grow strong. I sincerely hope people start to bank more on logic than faith and fantasy. Same here, Rahul. Although I hope that people understand how to process fantasy also, because that helps. I know a lot, there's a common trend among Indian atheist and rationalist circles about how kisse kahaniyon mein vishwas mat karo. But I think understanding literature, understanding how storytelling works is a great tool in understanding how to reduce the influence of religion. If most religious people could accept that their religious stories are stories, then we would not be seeing as many problems as we are seeing right now. So I'm sure people who are regular here have noticed I talk a lot about storytelling. And I talk a lot about how our education system needs to prioritize humanities education in order to solve a lot of problems that are created by a calcified culture which relies too much on accomplishments in the past, whether they are real or imaginary. So yeah, more logic, less faith, great, but fantasy has a place. Understanding fantasy, processing fantasy can play a huge role in reducing the influence of religion. Thank you, Rahul, again for the 400 rupees. Richie, thank you for the quadruple Exodus, 440 rupees. Thank you, Richie. Richie says, Musk spent billions of dollars to buy the Twitter brand and everything that comes with it, but then throws it into the dumpster to rename it to something that reminds people of porn. Do you understand the logic, Vimo? Yeah, the logic is that he's a moron. That's the logic. Elon Musk's intelligence is highly overrated. He's not as smart as people think. He is, in fact, a dodo with a lot of money that he made from some business enterprises where he did make good decisions, but that does not make him someone who's qualified to do everything. For example, every journalist who has been covering social media for the last couple of decades, I would say, will tell you that every single decision he's making about Twitter, or X, as he wants to call it, has been terrible. He has treated his employees like shit. He has treated his family like shit. He has treated journalists who write about him and his work like shit. He's trying to build a following among conservatives, which I suppose might work for him. But as far as business decisions are concerned, he's made terrible business decisions. And this is coming from me, someone who does not know how to make business decisions. And this is probably going to fall under the folder of, I don't need to know how to make tea in order to take a sip of the tea that you have made and tell you that this tastes like shit, right? Elon Musk's errors are not in the area of code or high-level business acumen. They're stupid and plain to see as stupid. Right, let's get back to the question that I was at before I got the super chats. Whose comment was I looking at? Yes, I was looking at Sagar's comment. Sagar was saying Twitter lost value after becoming a money-making app with paid blue ticks. Yeah, so the thing I wanted to point out was that I'm sure you guys don't remember this, but I opened my Twitter account in 2006. Before I deleted my Twitter account, I had been on Twitter for more than 15 years. And I remember Twitter's entire growth trajectory, how the features got added and everything. And the cool thing about Twitter is very different from Facebook and other platforms, because Twitter never told people what to do with it, right? When Twitter started, there was a text box and a post button under it. There was not even a 140 character warning next to it, right? So you could do anything there. You could write short fiction, micro fiction. You could chat with people. By the way, the at function, at user, etc., was not there also. People started using it. I will post something and someone will respond to me. And in order to respond to me, they'll say at Vimo. And Twitter saw that a lot of people are doing this. So they turned it into a feature. Now, if you write at, you get a link. People can click on it and go to your profile. Twitter's entire design, Twitter's entire functionality came into being as a result of the people behind Twitter looking at people and saying, oh, a lot of people are doing this. Let's turn this into a proper official feature. Retweets were not a thing. People used to write RT or retweet at username and then copy paste the entire tweet. Twitter thought, okay, let's make this into a feature. And they added the retweet button. Bookmarks, the star feature was there because you might want to save something for later, but that was about it. So what X is doing differently is that it is trying to decide what people should do with the app, which is completely antithetical to how Twitter grew. Twitter grew by letting people decide. Humne ek tool bana diya, it has no purpose. You decide what to do with it, right? And people started doing strange things with it. And Twitter was like, okay, cool. People are writing like, you know, they're writing one tweet and then they're saying part one and they're writing another one. Let's start threads, which makes it easier for people to write long stuff. People are asking for more characters. Let's add 280 characters. I'm not saying all decisions Twitter made were great decisions, but the way they grew to where they are was by listening to followers. And X is already starting on a very different path. X is starting out telling people, this is a platform for this, this, and this, and this is what you can do on it. This is how you should do it, and stuff like that. So Twitter did not become a money-making app after paid blue ticks. Twitter was problematic for quite some time, even before Elon Musk. But they were showing a little bit more spine than this idiot is showing. A little more spine. Puneet says, I'm about to complete Annihilation of Caste by Dr. Ambedkar. It's amazing and profound to read. The respect and sheer disagreement between Mahatma Gandhi and Ambedkar is beautiful to read. Yeah. This is what the right-wingers take advantage of, right? They start, they find a little disagreement somewhere and then they declare people enemies. Like the number of right-wingers who will use Ambedkar to diss Islam because Ambedkar did not like Islam is not small. They will take a quote out of context saying, oh, see, Ambedkar said so many bad things about Islam and conveniently forget to mention everything that Ambedkar said about Hinduism. So it's quote mining. It's quote mining. They will also, there is also a great big thing that they do where they say that Nehru and Vallabhai Patel were enemies, like they hated each other. No, they didn't. They were quite cordial. There are books full of their correspondence with each other. They were two senior Indian National Congress members who had certain disagreements about certain things. Sumana says, Apoor, for sure, call them out. Talk to mothers and women in your office. Companies promote feminism, but then do the exact opposite thing. He also added how for innovation, it is important to be rested. Yeah, that's a very important point. Yeah. Any office which asks you to work long hours and tells you that it is your duty to do so, that you should not expect to get paid for the extra work that you do, is not your family, quote unquote, not your family. Brown Panic says, Vimo, which book are you currently reading? I'm currently reading The Making of Brahmanic Hegemony and it's brilliant. Okay, I have not heard of that book. I will take a look at it. The I have not started reading this book, but it came a couple of days ago. I saw it on Ravish Kumar's channel. It's called Desi is Divided. This is what I'm about to start. It came only yesterday, I think. Kalyani says, how to stop looking towards a supernatural deity in times of disease, illness, and physical pain, whether for myself or loved ones? This is probably my last obstacle towards becoming atheist. Kalyani, does it help? Does imagining a supernatural deity when you have a disease help? I think reminding yourself that the only thing that is actually helping is actual human beings in your life and medical science, that's going to help. The only reason we go for a supernatural deity as a solution is because we have been programmed since childhood to do so. And it doesn't really help. Thank you, Meta Galaxy Infinity, for the 100 rupee super chat. Mainstream Manuvadi media wants BJP and propagates their narrative. Yeah. I think. So you take mainstream media, and then there's a part of it called Godi Media, and the rest of it is not non-Manuvadi. There can be liberal channels which are Manuvadi. So I think instead of saying Manuvadi Media, as far as commenting on BJP is concerned, say Godi Media. Because Manuvadi media covers a whole lot. Even channels which may not be Godi media. They have very little caste representation in their ranks. They raise caste issues only in the, when caste becomes a gruesome problem. They don't talk about issues arising out of lack of caste representation in media itself. All of that is Manuvadi media. So as far as BJP is concerned, instead of Manuvadi media, I suppose Godi media is a better term. But thank you, Meta Galaxy, again for the 100 rupees. Shubham says, I wish everyone could become rich and famous so they could realize it is not the answer. Jim Carrey, some people talk about money all the time. What is your take on it? I suppose Jim Carrey might be coming from his point of view because he's rich and famous and he's not happy. But for someone whose life's problems are arising out of lack of money, I'm not saying ki money will make people happy, but I'm saying that there are certain problems in life that money can definitely solve, especially if those problems are arising specifically out of a lack of money, right? Someone doesn't have enough money to go to college. If they had money, they will be able to go to college. Sure, maybe after that, they will not be happy and they might wish that I should not have gone to college. But for that problem itself, money is the solution. And if you are to take this to its logical extreme, then it is probably impossible to be perfectly happy in life, whether you're poor, middle class or rich. And that's a general philosophical problem. A lot of people who say that money isn't everything have a lot of money. My dad shared a quote with me when I was in school, and I don't know who said it, but the quote was, money isn't everything, but make sure you have enough of it before talking such nonsense. Surya says, oh, I got the WeChat statement from the foreign policy op-ed. I might have mistook that. Brown Panic says, people really take Twitter seriously. I mean, it's really not that serious. Vimo said this correctly. The Twitter bubble is the most artificial thing that is just there to provoke you. Yeah, Twitter is a provocation tool. Shashwat says, videos of state-sponsored crime creates more outrage than ordinary news articles. That is why government is striking those accounts who are sharing those videos. I suppose it goes two ways, as in not both ways, but there are two different implications of this. One, they want the videos to be seen by people, right, and feel fear, but they don't want people to outrage about them because then it becomes a tool for them to penalize people. A lot of people share news of violence and then social media networks take those posts down saying, hey, this is violence, when it's actually raising awareness about the violence. Instagram पे तो पूरा मतलब first जो slide होता है उस पर disclaimer लिखना पड़ता है before you can share a video. Truth Seeker says, the reason being all these people who claim to be religious commit so many crimes which are prohibited by the religion and also tell them consequences. That's true. I suppose there is some truth to the fact that a lot of people who will want you to think of them as religious don't follow the advice of their own religion that they say their religion teaches. So there's a lot of hypocrisy going around also. There's this guy called Vintage who's being a dick in the chat. I'm going to put them in a timeout. If they learn to behave, they can come back. If not, they're not coming back. Neil says, Vimo, he's a trust fund baby. His father owned an emerald mine. He has generational wealth. Yeah, Elon Musk. Elon Musk's father owned an emerald mine in Africa. And most of his money comes from there. So all the nonsense you hear about hard work, etc. Don't fall for it. Uske baap ke paas paisa tha, isliye wo ameer hai. Sure, usne kuch achhe business decisions liye hain. Par un decisions mein aisa kuch bhi khas nahi hai jo tum nahi le sakte the agar tumhare paas utne paise hote to. There is no inherent merit happening there. The rationalist student says, Crocs, I don't think Threads will overtake anytime soon. Twitter is still better than Threads. No, I think Threads might. Here's the thing. If someone was starting a network right now to rival Twitter, I would be very pessimistic about their prospects. But Threads pe, if you have a significant Instagram following, that following is instantly importable. Not instantly importable, but you can all, like, थ्रेड्स के बारे में बहुत सारा मार्केटिंग हुपला फैलाओ, सबको डाउनलोड करने दो और जैसे ही वो डाउनलोड करते हैं वो ऑटोमेटिकली 50 लोगों को फॉलो कर डालेंगे जिसमें से एक तुम होंगे. मैंने थ्रेड्स ऐप को 3 दिन तक यूज किया और मेरे 5,500 कम से कम फॉलोअर है। कहाँ से आए? इंस्टाग्राम से आए जहाँ पे 40,000 हैं। सो थ्रेड्स हैज दैट एडवांटेज। ज्यादातर लोग व्हेन दे ट्राई टू लीव अ सोशल नेटवर्क द मेन रीजन दे कांट लीव इज बिकॉज एवरीवन दे नो इज ऑन देयर। सो फॉर अ नंबर ऑफ इयर्स आई वाज अनेबल टू लीव फेसबुक। अगले फेसबुक छोड़ूंगा लोगों से बातें कैसे करूंगा? अंटिल आई केम टू द कंक्लूजन दैट दिस शिट इज नॉट वर्थ इट। Anyone who wants to stay in touch with me can call me, WhatsApp me, or send me an email. But it's not worth it staying on a network just because I'm afraid of losing out on everything. What am I losing out on? I'm losing out on angry political opinions by uncles and aunties. I'm losing out on private personal photos of people which they sometimes take offense to when you like them, right? So it was too much of a mental acrobatics to do ki iska post dekh to raha hu, like maru kya usko bura lagega kya like marne pe, ya like nahi marne pe bura lagega kyunki usko pata chalega ki maine dekha tha. It got too weird and also it was a huge time suck. Facebook chhodne ke baad mera productivity 3 guna bad gaya. Main zyada video banane laga, main zyada likhne laga kyunki mera sara energy uske andar jata tha. So Facebook chhodne, koi bhi social network chhodne mein sabse bada jo badha aata hai wo hota hai ki how will I keep in touch with people. Threads does not have that problem. If you have Instagram, you already have a network on Threads, even if you have not started an account. So that's an advantage that it has. And Twitter ke saath to jo ho raha hai, Twitter khatam ho chuka hai. Twitter doesn't exist anymore. It's going to become X. So Threads has a, there is a way for it to grow. It grew very fast in the first few days and that growth speed has slowed down now. But I see it remaining in the market and becoming something. Sunil says he made his money with PayPal and after that invested that money with Tesla and threw out the original founder. He is not a tech genius. He was a damn good hype man or a marketing man. Yeah, and even the marketing didn't work very well sometimes, right? Remember the Cybertruck on the stage? We were trying to launch the Cybertruck and threw a brick at it and the glass broke when the point of the throwing the brick was to prove that the glass does not break. He's not very good at it. Thank you, Bernali, for the 100 rupee super chat. Bernali says, does lying provide with survival benefits? Are human liars by instinct? Why do some people lie for mere fun without any particular gain? I suppose it can have an advantage. If you are trying to divert someone's attention from something wrong that you did, lying can bring an advantage. And I suppose lying eventually comes from the human imagination. All stories are lies, right? And storytelling played a crucial role in the growth of human social evolution. So that gene remained and we now have multiple uses for it. If you have a gene for growing horns, it's an advantage, but it's also a disadvantage in certain areas. So the feature or bug that you want to call imagination, I suppose, can have a positive aspect, which is storytelling that brings society together. But the negative aspect is that it also enables us to lie, I guess. Thank you, Banali, again for the 100 rupees. Meta Galaxy, thank you for the 40 rupees. Vimo, who is that in TEDx talk? It can't be. Oh, yeah, it was quite some time ago. It was, what year was this? It was a year after my grandfather passed away. So that makes it 2016, I think. 2016 or 2017. Yeah. Wait, Anam is here. Anam says, I am in the worst mental health since couple of days. India mein violence dekhkar. Yeah, I've been dealing with it also. I don't know what else to say about it, but yeah. Oh, how am I? I'm kind of sort of in the same mental state as you, Anam. Let's just hope for better times or better days. Shashwat says, have you read a book named Born a Muslim in India by Ghazala Wahab? No, Shashwat, I have not. Arun says, religion is an insult to human dignity. With or without it, you would have good people doing good things and evil people doing evil things. But for good people to do evil things, that takes religion. It's a good quote. I'm not sure to what extent I can think of it as an accurate representation of reality, because there is a tendency among many atheists to say that religion is the source of all evil. Like, I agree with the fact that, yeah, religion provides sanctuary to a lot of bad behavior, and that's plainly visible in society. But I often find people saying that only religion does that, and yeah, you can say this about politics also, by the way. a good person in politics might do bad things. Sumana says, I appreciate SRK's honesty in saying that money is important. It buys you the freedom to do things you want. I understand it. Shouldn't it be like that? And everyone should have this option. Yeah. There is also Ryan Reynolds, right? Somebody tried, like somebody was taking an interview with him and he said that he was asked to respond to this thing about if you want to go into your area of dreams, you should have no plan B and you should just completely devote yourself to that one thing. And Ryan Reynolds says, I have a plan B, I have a plan C and D and E and F. He does a lot of things. He's always cognizant of the fact that the thing that makes him famous and rich might not work tomorrow. So he starts an alcohol brand, he starts an app or something, and he does a whole lot of stuff. So yeah, some people are not multitaskers, and I'm definitely one of them. So if I focus on one thing, I'm completely focused on that one thing. But some people have a different approach to money and success in life. So yeah, there is no one answer, whatever suits you. Kevin says, it saddens me that Star Trek Discovery may Elon Musk was remembered as a great person, revolutionary by Lorca. Yeah. Hollywood may, there's a little bit of an Elon Musk bubble. There was another movie recently where there was apparently Moonfall. Moonfall was a movie. It was not a great movie, but uske andar bhi a character hai who's like on a space station stuck in some dire situation and he's thinking, what would Elon Musk do? Die, probably. He's an idiot. Gunduchi says, hello everyone. Hi Gunduchi. In case anyone doesn't know, Gunduchi is a moderator now. I hope Gunduchi knows that he's a moderator now. Surya says, atheist analysis, Shreyansh, lot of privilege indeed. Taranga is greeting. Anam. Chirag says, what's your view on new religion processions? I believe there is some communal violence that has happened in new, and that is the most important thing to talk about there. Aur to kuch wahan pe bolne layak nahi hai. I believe that the Supreme Court has taken some cognizance of what is happening, but these guys don't even listen to the constitutional benches anymore. So this is pre-election nautanki, because of which, unfortunately, some people are losing their lives. And this is happening, as I said sometime earlier, at the behest of a political party which cannot win unless people die. It's a vulture. It survives on dead bodies. Brown Panic says, Anam, don't be, there is a shayari related to this. Desh chalta nahi, machalta hai, mudda hal nahi hota, uchalta hai. Jang maidan par nahi, media par jari hai. Aaj teri to kal meri bari hai. I'm not sure that helps. I'm not sure that, like, a lot of us who look at these things and feel sad are feeling sad mostly. The loss of life is heartbreaking. I've been talking about these things and thinking about these things for at least a few years now. And unfortunately, I have gotten to a place where I'm thinking, has anyone died? If they have, it's a bad thing because everything else is par for the course now. It's normalized to such an extent that when TV anchors spread hatred on the airwaves, we're like, haan, wo to karenge, yehi unka kaam hai. And I think this has been the greatest success of the right wing, to make us think that this is normal. Some days it is possible to stand up and say, no, I will not accept this as normal. Some days it is not. And my days pass the way Anam's day is passing right now. But one has to hope. One has to hope that this cannot possibly be how we can live the rest of our lives. It cannot be. Right? And of course, there is going to be other idiots, like there is a couple of idiots in the chat today also who don't understand what power structures mean, but they are using it as a crutch to defend their terrible arguments about what is happening anywhere. In ye log itne bade murkh hain ki inko koi char WhatsApp forward bhej de to ye apne parivar ko maar dalenge. That is the level of intellectual integrity, that is the level of intellectual capacity among the followers of this political party. Puneet says, reminds me of a letter between Nehru and Bose. In that letter, Nehru critiques Netaji, and at the end, Nehru said, I have been told you have started smoking, cut it out, scolding like an elder brother. Yeah, I think I remember this also. Croc says you cannot delete Threads account without deleting Instagram. Master move. Well, no, I believe they're working on a solution to this. Like many people had asked for this feature. They said, we don't want a Threads account. And they're working on a feature where you can get rid of your Threads account without getting rid of your Instagram account. But I hope you understand it is in their interest, right? I don't want a Facebook account, but I can log on to Facebook using Facebook Business Manager using my Instagram account. I don't want a Facebook account and I'm forced to be forced to have access to this. I think Facebook apna lesson tab sikhega when people start saying, I don't care, I'm deleting all of this. You either give me access only to one tool which I want and stop dumping the rest of this nonsense on me, or goodbye, I'm going to Snapchat. Sagar says, Vimo, I think Threads can't be the next Twitter due to the Instagram audience, as they're majorly show off people. At the best, Threads can be a meme app, but not an app that officials would like to use. Sagar, Twitter was not always what it is right now. Things change. Once upon a time, Twitter was a very pleasant place. You logged on, yeah, and there were like 20 people there from all over India, and you had fun conversation about who had what for lunch. Today, Twitter is a cesspool of hatred and propaganda. So never say never. Threads can become something else. I told you, I've been watching Twitter grow since 2006. It used to be quite cool. Hugs, Anam, hugs. Always hugs. Don't worry. We are here. You are here. Things will get better. Just believe in that. Surya says, Anam, you should think of taking time off from social media and news for a while and go spend time in nature to help you with your mental health. Anam is actually surrounded by quite beautiful nature. Anam, do take a break from social media for a couple of days. It will do you good. You are supposed to remain informed about reality, but you're not supposed to be inundated by it. Take a break. It's okay. It's okay. You're not... social media convinces us that we need to be tuned in to the show that is a live telecast of our own destruction, but that is not the case. You don't have to. Sometimes things will get too much and you will start having a terrible day. It is okay to take a break from social media. I did some time ago and it really helps. Uttam says, I have recently created an Instagram account and don't know what to do with it, so I haven't touched it since. Okay. Croc says, Threads will be soon monetized with ads. Zuckerberg will make money with sweet data. TTM says, Rushdie got attacked and lost his eye. Even then, he's a kind person who came live and appreciated everyone who helped him on the stage. So sad. Yeah. I like to call Rushdie the man who God failed to kill. Sarcastic says, do you believe that there is intelligent life on Earth? Is believing so making you superstitious? Sunil says, he was actually made to look like a genius by liberal media. Then he just went full on QAnon. Is aadmi ka username or offensive hai, isko bhi time out. Rationalist says, Barnali, of course, lying is an advantage. Think about how much popular a guy would become in his tribe when he tells them that he single-handedly killed 5 people of the enemy tribe. Yeah. Luffy says, are police tools for government oppression or are they necessary for overall good for the society? They're tools for government oppression. There's just one answer to that question. Jay says, how to deal with Bhakt family members? It's getting worse. They keep playing Godi Media YouTube and even worse, Godi YouTubers. Share other clips with them. Share Ravish Kumar's videos with them. Share Tippani with them. Share News Laundry videos with them. Ajit Anjum with them. Sure, they may not watch it, but you can also share stuff with them. It's not like you have to be a consumer all the time. And if they say, don't share this with me, you tell them, you don't share that with me. Taranga says, I spent the entire day gardening only, Surya, but that doesn't change the fact that the communal violence is only escalating and we know this is the Sangh ka pre-election strategy as always. Yeah, yeah. Taranga says, hey Sumana, I'm always happy to do online meeting of Tapri folks. Tapri, in case anyone doesn't know, back when I used to do this live stream on Instagram, the group that was regular there was called the Tapri. Anam says, yahan main nadi ke paas jaake baith bhi jaun to udhar jo ho raha hai wo kam nahi hoga. अनम यहाँ पे जो हो रहा है उसको स्टॉप करने के लिए तुम्हारे हाथ में पावर है कितना? अगर नहीं है देन I understand the need to remain informed and talk about it, but if you're only causing mental harm to yourself, then please understand that a lot of these things are done to do exactly that. All you can do is hope that the people who have the power to stop it do something to stop it. That is the only thing that is in your power right now. If the only thing that is achieved by watching it is that you spend your days crying, then listen, I know this is a kind of survivor's guilt, right? Ki those people are suffering and I am doing okay here. And I get that. I get it too. But you have to, at the end of the day, look at the net result of it. If you are going to be useful, if you are going to be someone who talks to people and spreads awareness, then you need to be in your best possible mental shape. And that is not going to be achieved if you're inundated by these video clips. Trust me, I've been there. I have been sent video clips of gruesome things which I watched and then was out of commission for the next 4 days. And in those 4 days, I could have written 4 things. So take care of yourself, please. Shobhajit says, I want to be introduced to Hindi and Odia literature and especially through science fiction and thriller stories. So can you recommend some books to get introduced through? Shobhajit, I would recommend if you're starting out on Indian science fiction, start with a book called It Happened Tomorrow. It's a collection of science fiction stories from every Indian language translated into English. It is published by India Book House, IBH. Brown Panic says, a lot of people harassed me after I countered Sanghis on an issue of Mewat. Many Muslims sent requests and DMs telling me that they were experiencing the worst mental health right now. Yeah, this is their goal. The kind of despair that is useful to them, they're trying to spread it by spreading clips like this. Can you hear my neighbor's voice? If you can't, I'm happy. TTM says, did you see the new Hindi movie on the Jewish genocide? Janhvi is an actress there. I've heard that they've been accused of being insensitive, but I have not seen the film. Sumana says, we should, Taranga. I would love it. Are you guys talking about a hangout? Please let me know also. I'd like to join. Taranga says, haha, yes, Anam. I remember the clubhouse days and nights also. Yeah, clubhouse was a short-lived paradise. It quickly turned into a turd, but it was quite nice. Anam says, Supreme Court took cognizance but has not done anything about the VHP planned rallies in Delhi. I believe the VHP planned rallies were announced yesterday. I believe there is a news item about this. Hold on. I saw it earlier this morning. The news item is that Supreme Court does not stop VHP demonstrations, asks authorities to ensure that there is no violence or hate speeches. Yeah, so that's what the Supreme Court has done. Mr. Phantom says, what is your view on people that keep their faith personal like Riemann, Gauss, Gödel? They should feel most welcome to. Who am I to tell people what to do with their faith? My problem, as always, is with the blurring boundary between state and religion, science and religion, and education and religion. Religion has nothing to do with these things. It should be kept in people's pants. They can enjoy it as much as they want to, as long as they're not shoving it down other people and infecting institutions of public life with it. Joy Boy says, Vimo, don't be such a negative, Vimo. Sometimes you have to say, wah, wah, at good shayari. Well, I can say, wah, wah, at good shayari. I was just talking about the utility of it before a person who's not having the best of times. Maybe it helps. Who knows? Anubhav says, hi, Vimo. In the past 2 weeks, I have been continuously watching your videos and I really love them. Thank you so much for your unwavering commitment towards rationality and science. And I wish you luck. Thank you, Anubhav. Much appreciated. Metagalaxy, thank you for the 40 rupee super chat. Metagalaxy asks, Vimo, have you watched Oppenheimer? Your take. I have not watched Oppenheimer yet. I am told good things till now. And when I watch it, you'll know more. Kaushik Kar, thank you for the 100 rupee super chat. Kaushik says, I was a fan of Elon Musk. Adam something helped me change my mind. Yes, there's a YouTube channel called Adam something. If you guys watch it, he has some very scathing and very astute critiques of Elon Musk's ideas, which are really terrible ideas, honestly. His ideas are mostly stolen from 50s and 60s pulp science fiction novels. I believe if you want to give credit for his rocket success, you can give it to the engineers and scientists who actually did the work. And he, I guess, deserves some credit for hiring them. But that's about it. Dhruv says, Vimo is talking about 2007-2008 Twitter. A lot of us know each other across India because of Twitter and we have remained friends since. Cannot imagine this happening any longer. Yeah. Abhito, if you meet someone on Twitter, half the time the first thought that comes into your mind is he going to scam me? Is he going to take over my account and send crypto spam to my friends and family? 2007-2008 Twitter was quite a different thing. Dhruv has been there since then, I remember. Vivian says, hate has been normalized to such an extent that police is killing people and threatening them with Modi and Yogi. Country's forefathers were really aware of how toxic majoritarian hate could be. Yeah. If they were not, by the way, India would not be, whatever little clout in the world India has today, India would not have if India had been a Hindu nation at the time of 1947. It wouldn't be. It is only because India was able to become a platform for anyone to grow, despite several limitations, by the way. But it was only because India was a platform for education. The IITs were started by Nehru and later Indira Gandhi. Various scientific projects like ISRO, etc. were started. All of these things were opposed by the parent body of the BJP, by the way. The Janasangh, by the way. They opposed telephones. They opposed computers, they opposed the internet. Everything we have is despite their opposition. And now, miraculously, in the year 2023, these guys want to take credit for everything that has been done despite their opposition. Pooja says, unfortunately, Twitter is something I use for news as I follow different media outlets. I try my best to not read the comments because it is what I imagine hell might be like. Yeah. Twitter is basically a tool that you use to destroy your brain and your mental peace. And it was designed to be that. And in case anyone has doubts about it, watch a documentary on Netflix called The Social Dilemma. It's about how social networks are designed to evoke strong emotions and keep you distracted and angry so that you do not log out and you continue scrolling so that they can show you more ads. It's a diabolical enterprise. Taranga says, yes, correct, Vimo. Everyone should read abolitionist discourse. The police are class traitors only. David John says, what if the whole point of X was to just purchase Twitter data and vertically integrate everything with Tesla, Neuralink, and other corps owned by Musk? Which is why I think everyone should leave Twitter. A couple of weeks ago, I would have said, agar tumko Twitter pe maza aa raha hai, toh raho Twitter pe. Now, with this everything app in the equation, I would actively encourage everyone to delete their Twitter account and stop cooperating with this maniac who wants to control, in his own words, control half of the world's monetary interactions. Sunil says, I recently asked my landlord not to share any video until and unless he wants to become an MP/MLA. He did that for the first time. He deleted it. So I also deleted my posts also. Yeah. We need to draw lines. There are some people who will actively commit violence, and those are things for the law enforcement to take care of. But whenever people in your family and friend circle and colleagues and office circles, etc., do this kind of thing, it is within your power to draw a line. Say, I will not be a part of this. If you want to do this, find a different circle and do it there. I am not interested. And we can draw that line. Sure, they may not talk to you for a few days, but that's good riddance, right? Who wants to be friends with these assholes? So start drawing those lines. If they are allowed to continue to think that they can do this and get away with it, then they will continue doing it. You have to draw a line at some point. Anam says, yes, I'm trying to switch off today. That's why I came here, Vimolai. Anam, you realize this is also social media, right? You're most welcome, obviously. But when I say switch off, I'm primarily talking about deleting the Instagram app from your phone and the Twitter app from your phone. Trust me, I deleted the Instagram app from my phone a number of months ago. I only use it by the web interface now. It has done a world of wonder for my mental health. which was really down in the dumps back then. I still get informed about all the things, but I don't get inundated with notifications about horrific news from all over. You need to be informed. You don't need to be inundated. I understand what you're going through, but understand that you going through this is also part of their plan. If we remain despondent and in despair and angry and sad and crying all the time, their work becomes easier. Rationalist student says, Sangh is pretty smart. What? They have created things like Bajrang Dal for violence, so their name does not come up in... Oh, wow. It's not a very smart plan, is it? Because every time someone talks about Bajrang Dal, the VHP is also getting mentioned. Gunduchi is spreading hatred against Elon Musk. Gunduchi, what is this? Shame on you. Connecting Artist says, recently started reading Beyond Order by Dr. Jordan Peterson. It is clearly visible that the man is not totally superficial and has real substance and useful insights, which the left, I think, ignores. I think Beyond Order was a little old, right? He wrote it a few years ago. I'm talking about the Jordan Peterson of today, and he's a nut job. I don't know what happened in the middle. Maybe he needs to take medication for it. But yeah. Also, Jordan Peterson doesn't commit to his own ideas. He will say a whole lot of about postmodernists, but when someone asks him, does God exist? He say, yeah, but what does mean? What does God mean? What does exist mean? He's become a victim to his own fame, and he's finding it increasingly difficult, I think. He must, unless he's really deluded. He's finding it increasingly difficult to defend his own position with his own writing because he's all over the place. Some days ago, there is this clip, right, on the Joe Rogan podcast. There was a question about climate change. I said, yeah, the word climate means everything. If ever there was a postmodernist piece of nonsense that came out of anyone's mouth, that was it. Taranga says, but Vimo, I also think a lot of us here say, don't be sad or take a break before acknowledging that it is a wholly different experience in this atmosphere for people whom the majoritarians target. Yeah, it is. But the majoritarians targeting people using physical violence and majoritarians targeting other people using clips of that physical violence is more or less part of the same strategy. So I guess the question that comes into being at the end of it is that, is watching every single clip created by the majoritarians going to help them, or is it going to help us? I'm not against being informed. I'm against falling for every little piece of propaganda that they send out. That's what I'm saying. Taranga says, I would only recommend to everyone here who is well-meaning and saying, don't be sad, etc., to read Bebak Collective's recent study report on the mental health of Muslims in India. Okay. Blue Panther says, hi Vimo, your streams are very relaxing, just like chit-chatting with friends. Thanks. Thanks, Blue Panther. Thank you for being here. And you've been here for quite a number of months. Yeah, you've been here for quite some time. Thank you for being here. Anam became a member. Thank you for becoming a member, Anam. Much appreciated. I hope you feel better. Vivian says, Modi is so jobless right now that he's attending pujas. He's not jobless. He's doing this under a coordinated strategy. Listen, this is all part of one strategy. He panders to the majority by saying that he works for them and says, see, I'm doing puja like you. His people, or at least people associated with the parent organization that he comes from, spread violence and say that Muslims are against us. This Hindutva solidarity machinery is the same machinery. When you're next scrolling YouTube shorts and you find something that is like, you know, Yogi Modi, it is part of the same machinery. It's a vast machinery, and these are all parts of it. The Prime Minister taking part in the religious procession is definitely a part of it. It's not because he's jobless. It's because he's thinking about the next election. He knows the kind of voter he wants. He knows the kind of voter he has created. He's simply pandering to them. Shobhajit says, I'm not new to Indian science fiction. Just was talking about Hindi and Odia literature. I can read Hindi, so I want you to recommend Hindi literature without translation, but Odia with translation. Okay. I am not aware of much Hindi literature in science fiction, so you'll have to excuse me there. When I find out, I'll definitely share. Croc says, Chandrayaan is going to land this week. Oh yeah, good news. Aurelia says, hello Vimo, people often ask me, if not God, then who is the source of hope in tough situations in life? I'm an atheist, by the way. You should tell them who your source of hope is. Who is your source of hope? Aurelius, if God is not there, you must have a source of hope, right? A lot of times when people ask this, they are talking about, they're trying to, it's like when religious people sometimes ask, what is your holy book? Why do I need to have a holy book? Who is your source of hope? Why do I need a source of hope? I can get hope from on a transitory basis on whatever, say, in whatever situation I am in right now, right? So it's a bit of religious people looking at atheists through a religious lens and then trying to process it using their religious understanding. Oh, wow, it's 1 hour, 10 minutes. I did not know that. Right, so I suppose I will have to end today's live stream at some point soon. Let me just take a look if I have missed anything. So Anam became a member and JJ became a new member also. Thank you for becoming a member. Much appreciated. Let me take a look at the last two comments and then we will... wait. Joy. JJ says, what happens if some Indian technocrat successfully builds a new social media app and somehow it gains popularity in the whole world, but it's basically like Godi Media? How would that affect our democracy? It will present a very skewed... I don't think everyone who... See, here's the thing. You have to understand a lot of people who are at the receiving end of communal violence don't have access to the internet in the way that you and I do. We are the privileged of India, right? So if there is a social media platform that becomes popular all over the world, the only thing that people outside India will get access to from us will be our lifestyles, which will not reflect the truth of ground level India. And secondly, most people outside India are not that interested in India, right? The only people that interested in India are people who want to somehow link themselves to the India story and profit from it. Like, you know, there are many reaction channels. Some are good, some are bad, but there are many reaction channels which are only doing reactions to Indian content because there are a lot of Indian people watching it. It translates into views and dollars for them. So just because an Indian social media platform becomes popular the world over does not mean people are going to become more interested in India. So the shape of Indian democracy is at the ground level only always, I think, for the time being at least, going to be shaped by the powerless, right? How political parties reach out to them, what message they send to them, and how much thought goes into creating the manifestos for them is what is going to decide the fate of Indian democracy. Right now, you're looking at an attempt to overthrow India's democracy. And the only problem in front of it is the voter. So, yeah. I have very little hope from urban educated people. The crowd that is liberal, apolitical in India is basically a microcosm of India, which can basically be described as American. They have very little to do with India. They will take a knee in their drawing room for Black Lives Matter, but they will not speak a single word against Dalit issues, Dalit atrocities against Dalit people. They will take great interest in American politics and share quotes by American writers, but they have no idea about who Ambedkar is and what he has written and for what. So India's democracy is going to be shaped by people in India who actually vote. And that's not the people in Mumbai or Delhi, cities like Mumbai and Delhi. Dhruv, thank you for the $1.99 super chat. Super sticker. Is that super chat? Yes, a super chat. Thank you, Dhruv. Much appreciated. Also, hi. Such a long time. Right. I can't read every comment because there are too many of them. So let me take this moment to end today's live stream. It has been 1 hour, 13 minutes. Thank you everyone who joined. If you want to support the channel, you can do so by clicking the join button below and becoming a member. And you can also support You can also support the channel on Patreon at patreon.com/vimo. You can also support it on my website at www.vimo.in. There is a support button there. You can click on it and you can make a one-time payment of any amount of your choice. You can also send me some money by UPI at vimo at UPI. My bhai yaad phir se phadak rahi hai. VIMOH at UPI. That's the ID that you can send money to. I will see you the next time I see you. It will be Saturday at 8 p.m. when I'll be taking callers and we will be talking about issues that are adjacent to religion, atheism, Indian culture and politics. I will remind everyone that if you want to follow me on Twitch, you can do so at twitch.tv/TheVimoShow. The plan is to do reaction streams there sometime soon. And when I do, you'll find out, I guess. Until next time, until Saturday at 8 p.m., please take care of yourselves and I will see you then. Bye-bye.